Brahma Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. We're honored to have you here today and at the inauguration of our new temple here in Mountain View. And this is very much a part of the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who founded this Sankirtan movement 500 years ago. And he had a very simple process to give to the world. And that consists of chanting the holy names of God. His spiritual master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, Srila Ishwarapuri, who comes from the Madhva Sampradaya, gave him a verse from the Brihat Naradiya Purana, which says, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalau nasteva 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 gatiranyata. In Kali, the age we're presently embroiled in, the process for performing sacrifice to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is by chanting God's names. And, of course, I don't have to tell all of you because you're musicians, but people all over the world are moved by the sound of beautiful music and rhythm. It's the universal language. Anywhere you go in the world, if you make a performance like this, people will come and be mesmerized. They'll be in rapture, and they'll feel something in their soul. And the reason is that music actually comes from the spiritual world. Sriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpataravo druma bhumish chintamani ganamayi toyamamritam kataganam natyam gamanam abhivamsi priyasaki jirarandam jyoti paramapi taraswadyam apicha. Lord Brahma, the first being in the universe, gave a description of the spiritual world after it was revealed to him after hearing Krishna's flute song. The Gayatri Mantra, which is the Gayatri means the song which delivers. It pulls us out, it's a rope that pulls us out of this dark material world to the spiritual world. And where does that Gayatri come from? Atavinum nadarasya traimuti mayigati spuranti pravivesha su mukabjani swayambhuvaha Gayatrim gayatastasmad arigatya sarojajaha. The Sri Brahma Sanhita says that Gayatri mantra came from the flute song of Sri Krishna. It entered into the eight ear holes of Brahma. Of course, he has four heads in this universe, so therefore eight ear holes. And from that, the revelation grew within his heart. And he first heard Omkar. The flute song sounded as Omkar. And then he spoke the Gayatri Mantra and realized the Kama Gayatri Mantra. And all these mantras are meant to deliver us from the material world, from the darkness of the material world. The Vedanta Sutra says, anavritti shabdad, that we are delivered from this world by transcendental sound. That's the shastras, our spiritual formula. By taking that spiritual formula, there's a revolution in the heart. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin prati shlokam abhadyabhadyapi. The Gayatri Mantra is expanded into what we call the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam, when the Lord explained the Srimad Bhagavatam in four verses to Lord Brahma. And then those four verses, just like everything else spiritual, expanded into 18,000 verses. That's the Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the 18,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is actually, if you trace it back, do reverse engineering. Any engineers here? We'll do reverse engineering. You come back to the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam. And then from there you go back to to Lord Brahma's revelation, and before that the flute song of Sri Krishna coming from the spiritual world. The spiritual sound descends from the spiritual world. And so when we take in this sound, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, then our lives transform and we go from what is called Pavarga. This is the path of the material world. Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, Ashradhana purusha dharma syasya parantapa. Aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsaravartmani. Material world means dark. The heart is closed. It's brittle. And life after life, I have to take birth and suffer again death. This is called pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. These syllables from the Sanskrit alphabet. They mean that as soon as I'm born, I have to work hard. This is pa. And how hard? Pa means that I have to work so hard that foam comes from my mouth. And then pa, pa, ba, and then it ends in defeat. And all the while, pa means that I'm bhayam, means I'm fearful. Even when I come out of the womb, baby comes out of the womb and says, is it safe? Am I safe? Is there security here? The answer is no. No, not really. No one can protect us in this material world. And then last comes ma. Ma means mrityu, death. So this is the samsaravartmani, the path of birth and death in the material world. I flow from one to the next. What can deliver me from this path? That flute song of Sri Krishna that comes in form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that comes in form, condensed form, just like a zip file. You know, a zip file, if you click on it, it opens up and then you have it, all the plans are there. You can see everything unlimitedly. So the Maha Mantra that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is called Paramakshara Krite, which means the supreme combination of all syllables. It means zip file, spiritual zip file. You take that zip file and how do you open it? With your heart, you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the simple thing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. Anyone can do. It's not restricted. It is not a restricted mantra. You don't have to grow up as a brahmachari. You can be from any family. Kirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha abhirashumba yavanasa kasadaya yene cha papa yada pashraya shraya shudyanti tasmai pravavishname namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam Shukadeva Goswami says, this process is so powerful that it doesn't matter if you're born outside of the Varnashram system. You don't have to be a Brahmin. You don't have to be a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Even if you're lower than Shudra, even if you're Shvapacha, which means a dog eater. Because Vishnu is so powerful, he can deliver anyone. He delivered Gajendra. And Gajendra was an elephant. So he can deliver an elephant. He can deliver anybody. So Mahaprabhu went everywhere and he taught, sing Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and teach everybody else. So that's what our mission is here. Our mission is very simple. We're following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of our Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who proved it. Now we see that Hanuman, we're all thinking about Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman this weekend, right? Yes. Because Hanuman, he proved what is actual devotional service. Service doesn't mean I just sit around and I think about maybe someday I'll serve God. It means you jump. So Hanuman jumped. He made a jump all the way across the ocean to Lanka to do service. That was the only purpose. That's why he was able to overcome all obstacles as he was flying across the ocean. So many demons tried to drag him down. Golden Mountain Mainaka rose up to try to tempt him, stay here, rest for a while. He said, no time to rest. I'm serving Ram. So in this process of jumping for the Lord, this means activity. We have to do something. And our founder, Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, just like Hanuman, he jumped over the ocean. There was no way to do it. It was impossible. In Hanuman, everyone said, Angada couldn't go. He said, I could make it there, but I can't make it back. And all the other monkeys, they looked and said, I can make it maybe, you know, halfway, a quarter of the way. But Hanuman, when he was reminded of his power invested in him by all the gods, he knew he could make it there and back. But still, it's always a risk. So our Acharya, he took this risk to jump over the ocean. And many people said, don't go, you're too old. You're too old, and what will you do there? Nobody will be interested. Who will want to hear this message from a different land? When you tell people, Prabhupada said, our spiritual master said, if I come to America and I tell people what are the regulative principles, certain prohibitions, don't eat meat, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. He said, they'll say, please go home. But that didn't happen. Because he came here with a very positive message, not something negative. He said, chant Hare Krishna. Just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, anyone from any situation, if they take this mantra, it will awaken in them what is naturally already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shudachite Kare Udoi. And that is that love for God is there within the heart of every soul in this world. And it doesn't matter if it's this, a human being or a dog or an elephant or an outcast. It's all there. It's always there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was taken up by our Acharya to come to America. And then from there, he went all over the world. And he employed all kinds of people, just as Ram, he brought in the monkey armies. He brought in monkeys carrying sticks and trees and branches, and so our spiritual master also. He picked up the lowest of the low people, who are lower than monkeys, and employed them in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they rose to the position of actually being spiritually qualified. So this is our mission here at ISV, and we're very glad to have you all here as part of it, because we are interested in interacting with the entire community here in Silicon Valley, bringing together all spiritually minded people for the sake of making a pure vibration, because this is what changes the world, the vibration. And for that end, we're presenting the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everywhere we go, we recommend the Srimad Bhagavatam, because our spiritual master, when he came from India to America, he had no money and no place to stay. He simply caught a ride on a cargo ship. He got free passage because he had no means at all. But he brought one thing with him, the most valuable cargo. He brought this book, the Srimad Bhagavatam. At that time, there were only 3 volumes, and it was just the first canto, this book with the garland on it, just that, but it was in 3 volumes. Now we have all of the 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. And one of our main missions here at ISKCON Silicon Valley is to present this to everyone in the world. So we have our new temple, we've provided a warehouse, which is 2 doors down from this in the hallway. And it's stocked full of these Srimad Bhagavatams. And all year long, we're going to homes and institutions everywhere and giving the Srimad Bhagavatam, offering it to whomever wants that. There's some nominal fee, but that's insignificant. Those are details. The main thing is that it's here, it's available, and this is the sound of Krishna's flute unpacked into the shlokas of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is said in the Bhagavatam itself, Srinvatam swa kata Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyam takstohi badrani vidunoti suhritsutam. This Srimad Bhagavatam creates punya, or spiritual piety within the heart, just by hearing the message. You don't have to do anything else, just hear it. And so we highly recommend the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we invite everyone to please come and spend time at this new center for spiritual enlightenment here in Mountain View. We call this Mountain View Giriraj Darshan. Mountain View. So this is the Giriraj Darshan. You can come here anytime you like. Please bring your friends and family. We're having programs here regularly, and we will go on doing this. We outreach all over the Bay Area, specifically to give people an opportunity to read this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, and to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And we also very much enjoy bringing in those who are spiritually minded and learning from them as well. So we thank all of you for coming here today to give us your association. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
And while we set up for the puppet show, for which I know all kids are excited, we'll have Vaisheshika Prabhu address us briefly.
We welcome you all here to ISKCON of Silicon Valley. ISKCON is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we call the acronym The acronym for this organization is ISV. It stands for ISKCON of Silicon Valley. It also stands for Individual, Spontaneous, and Voluntary. Because what goes on in this organization is all inspired from a sense of devotion for Krishna. All the members of our organization are working very hard to improve their lives and to distribute the perfect means to assist others in improving their lives also. In the Sri Ramayana, we know the story that Valmiki Muni was not a perfect person to begin with. He was a hunter. However, after he met Narada Muni, he became deeply affected by the mercy of Narada Muni. And Narada gave Valmiki Muni a mantra to chant. Does everyone know the mantra? Is it Rama or is it Mara? Is it Mara or is it Rama? Or is it both? Let's try and find out. He told them you should chant Mara, the name of death, because you're so much involved in killing. So let's try a few times and see what happens. Are you ready? Kids, are you ready? I'm not convinced. I'm still not convinced. That was about a 2. Okay, we're going to chant Mara. Kids, are you ready? We're going to chant Mara 10 times and see what happens. Are you ready? Mara, 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 Maram, Ram, Maram, 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 Rama, 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 Rama. What happened? The name of God is perfect, just as God is perfect. Om Purnam Madah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishite. The Upanishads say that the personality of Godhead is perfect and complete in every way. So when Valmiki Muni chanted Mara Mara Mara, he was saying the divine syllables, Paramakshara Krite. These divine syllables are the exact same as God. There's no difference between saying Rama and touching Ram personally, the personality of Godhead. The name is absolute. So as Valmiki Muni continued to chant Rama, 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 he became purified. He had a change of heart. And he heard the pastimes of Lord Ram from Narada Muni. And later on, when Valmiki Muni was sitting one day, he saw a crane, and the crane's mate together, enjoying. And suddenly, the male crane was struck with an arrow, a bloody disaster, just while he was enjoying with his mate. And Valmiki Muni became so upset that a hunter had harmed this innocent animal that he uttered a curse upon the hunter. But when he said the curse, it came out as perfect Sanskrit meter. And he was surprised that that had come out of his own mouth. So later when he went back and told his disciple Bhardraj Muni about this occurrence, suddenly Lord Brahma appeared. And Lord Brahma informed Valmiki Muni that you should now compose the Ramayana, or the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, in this exact same meter that you uttered the curse. It's a very beautiful, perfect Sanskrit meter. And by the blessings of his spiritual master, Narada Muni, Valmiki Muni was able to envision perfectly the entire pastimes of Sri Ram and record them. Of course, it's tens of thousands of verses, and therefore he also passed them on to his disciples, Lava and Kush. And one of the questions that Valmiki Muni had asked his spiritual master, Narada Muni, kids, who is Valmiki Muni's spiritual master? Who is Valmiki Muni's spiritual master? Anyone help him out? Kids, who is Narada Muni's spiritual master? Yes? Very good. So, Valmiki Muni had asked Narada Muni, is there a perfect human being anywhere, completely moral and absolutely truthful, full of complete virtue? And Narada Muni said yes. And that's when he had described the pastimes of Lord Ram, who appeared as a human being. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I appear in this world millennium after millennium, and that my pastimes are not ordinary, they're divine. Janma karma chame dibhyam evam yoveti tatvata. Tyaktva deham punar janma naitimam eti so arjuna. Krishna says, my appearance and my activities in this world are divyam, they're divine, and that anyone who hears them and understands them doesn't take birth again in this material world. It goes back to the eternal abode. So now the Valmiki Ramayana is all about Ram, who is God himself, but he appears as a human being. And he's completely truthful, completely virtuous, and completely moral. Now, in the life of Ramchandra, were there any obstacles that you can think of? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Thank you. One obstacle after another Ramchandra had to face. And this is a great lesson for us, that he shows that a virtuous person must also face adversity. It's not that when one becomes a devotee of God that life simply becomes easy. But the nature of this world is that there is difficulty. And Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita so that we can manage our expectations. Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartino arjuna. That from the topmost planet down to the lowest planet in this material world, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. So what is the secret of the perfect person? When Ram was banished to the forest by his own father, due to his father's keeping his word to Kaikeyi, his favorite wife, he accepted it without hesitation. And when Sita was stolen in the forest by Ravan, Ram set out against all obstacles and formed an army of monkeys under Sugriv, assisted by Hanuman, and millions of monkeys came to assist him to recover Sita. And what about going across the ocean? What an obstacle that was. They couldn't even find her at first, and then when they did find her, they had this conundrum of crossing the ocean to go to Lanka. One obstacle after the other. And in the Gita, Krishna says, Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyakva karoti aha lipyate nasapapena padma patram ivambasa. That a person should live in this world like the lotus lives in the water. The lotus lives in the water, but it's never touched by the water. It may grow out of the mud, but it's never affected by the mud. It's amazing, actually. A lotus leaf, although submerged in water, never mixes with it. The water does not adhere to the lotus leaf. It simply slides off. So Krishna gives us all this instruction that you should live your life like this. Live in the world because you have no choice. You're already in it. But at the same time, You should not be attached in your heart to the goings-on of this material world. This is not your eternal home. Brahman yadaya karmani sangam chakva karotiyaha. You give up your sangha or your attachment to this material world, but at the same time, go on and do your work. And that way, you won't be entangled in the complexities of this world. So this is a great science. And the personality of Godhead himself in the form of Lord Ram and many, many incarnations, unlimited incarnations of the Lord come to this world to teach us the art of living in a spiritual way so that we may remain unaffected by the material world and so that we can come to our full potential. What is our potential and how to attain it? Human life is for a very specific purpose. And that is described in the Vedanta Sutra, Atato Brahma Jignasa. The Vedanta Sutra says that human beings are meant for one purpose and one purpose only. What is that? It's a one-word answer, according to the Vedanta Sutra. Inquiry. We're meant to inquire about God, about Brahman. What is the greatest thing? There are many causes in this world that are good causes, correct? Yes or yes? There are many good causes. How many good causes? Many, many, many. But there's only one great cause. That great cause is inquiry into Brahman, who is God, and how do I leave this world of birth and death? So, this organization, International Society for Krishna Consciousness at Silicon Valley, is dedicated to this process of inquiry. We are creating an atmosphere in which people can come from the complexities of their lives and sit and hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to watch dance, to hear music, to chant the names of God together in what is called Sankirtan, or the combined chanting of God's name, which has extraordinary potency in this age, and to hear from the world's most exquisite writings. Those are the writings of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which you see over here. This is the 18,000 verses, which are said to be the incarnation of Krishna in this age of Kali Yuga. Krishne swadamo pagate dharma ganadi bisaha kalonascha drishamesha purar narko dononita. This means that in this age, it's very difficult to get light. Do you find that to be true, or is it just me? Yes? This Srimad Bhagavatam, as an incarnation of Krishna, has appeared in Kali Yuga to give light to everyone, according to the book itself. And it was spoken to Maharaj Parikshit, who had 7 days to live. He was cursed to die. How many days do we have to live, everybody?
7 days.
7 days. That is correct. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It'll be a Monday or a Tuesday or Thursday when that call for me to leave this body will come. It will come. And we don't know when it is. It could be 7 minutes or it could be 7 years, but it will come. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, being a great devotee, took it very seriously. How seriously? He walked away from his entire kingdom. He sat down on the bank of the Ganges and he made the inquiry, what is the purpose of my life and how do I attain it? And just from that inquiry, everything else came. His spiritual master appeared, Shukadeva Goswami, and spoke to him about the perfection of life and how to attain it. And by the mercy of Veda Vyas and the power of the disciplic succession, that is, one guru passing down this message to another, like a mango from the top of the tree, from one hand to the next, until it comes down in an unbroken form, we are blessed to have this literature, which is the supreme poetry describing the spiritual world and the personality of Godhead. And this is the great gift that our spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, brought all the way from India. Just as Hanuman jumped across the ocean to go to Lanka, and attain victory, our spiritual master came across the ocean on a cargo ship with no money, no connections in America, at an old age when everyone told him it can't be done, it's impossible. And nobody practically came to see him off. It wasn't a big deal when he left because everyone thought this is futile. But he jumped across the ocean on that boat. And what did he bring with him? The Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the gift that we're offering to the people of Silicon Valley, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we have our own publishing house. So far we haven't been able to make our own paper and ink, but we're working on that. We're very serious about the distribution of the Srimad Bhagavatam because we find that anyone who reads it on a regular basis, as it says in the book itself, has a change of heart and attains the virtue that Ram was exhibiting, attains the truthfulness and the morality, and all perfection of life is available to those who drink the nectar of this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, with their ears. As is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself, when you hear the Bhagavatam, it enters the ears into the heart and it transforms your heart. So we invite everyone to please take these Srimad Bhagavatams. Part of our building here is dedicated to warehousing these books. We have a whole section, a whole wing of this building in which is compact now with sets of these books which we've had shipped here and we've packed in, and regularly we're taking them out to institutions all over the Silicon Valley. We're going door to door and we're offering the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is being very readily accepted by the people of Silicon Valley. So we invite you all to take your own set. There's some nominal fee. I'm not even sure what it is now, but it's insignificant, whatever cost it is. You can talk to one of the devotees. And please inquire at the desk. You can take these sets away and install them in your home as if you installed the deity of the personality of Godhead yourself. And even if you can't read it right away, you'll find a profound change in your home because the influence of the book is non-different from the Goloka Vrindavan planet. It has the spiritual energy of the topmost planet in the spiritual world. So we're very happy that you're here for this inaugural event in which we've opened our new center for inviting people from all walks of life to come here and experience the beauty of the spiritual sound vibration and to experience the power of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the chanting of the holy names Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Hey, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.